French Open, the second major tennis championship of the year, began this morning with Gustavo Kuerten defending his title and Mary Pierce not defending hers. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Well, Pierce plays for France. Why wouldn't she want to defend her title in front of her fellow Frenchmen and women?
Well, I think she would like to. She has a bad back. She's been playing very poorly all spring, and after she lost 2 weeks ago in the German Open, I guess she decided it just wasn't worth it to tee it up in Paris and go out in an early round and embarrass herself.
Well, there's no dearth of stories among the women in France.
No, there are the women, which has been the case for most of the last few years, have the best stories. We all know about Venus and Serena Williams, the way they dominated the game last year, with Venus winning both Wimbledon and the U.S. Open. This year it's been a little different, though. Neither one of them won in Australia, and there was a controversy in California. They were supposed to play each other in a semifinal match, and 5 minutes before the match was supposed to start, Venus was hurt, and she and Serena were both booed. Their father, Richard Williams, later claimed the booing was racial, which is ludicrous. The booing was because the people wanted to see the match, and they remain controversial figures, though still great players. The best story, though, going in here is Jennifer Capriati. Can it actually be, Bob, 11 years since she made her debut as the next Chris Evert in 1990 and made it to the semifinals in Paris, and now she's the comeback kid at the age of 25.
But a whole different Jennifer Capriati, I think.
She is. Now, you remember 11 years ago, the famous story about her riding around Paris with a tour group, and the tour guide said, "We're now passing Les Invalides. This is where Napoleon is buried." And one of her friends turned to Jennifer and said, "Who's Napoleon?" And she said, "You know, he's the little dead dude." She's been through a lot since then. She gave up tennis. She made about four aborted comebacks. And then about a year and a half ago said, "I'm going to try this one more time." And she won the Australian Open, her first major title at the start of this year, and is ranked fourth in the world coming in here. And it's really too bad that so little attention is focused on tennis these days as compared to 11 years ago when she was the ingenue, because she's a great story right now.
Well, we know Kuerten can play on clay. He won this thing last year. What about this year?
He can still play on clay. That hasn't changed, and he's the top seed. He was the number one player in the world at the end of last year, but there are all sorts of clay court threats, and old man River himself, Andre Agassi, who won in Australia, is certainly a threat. He's won the French Open before. He's won all four major titles. Agassi is having one of the great end-of-career runs that any tennis player has ever had. He's 31 now, and he's probably playing the best tennis of his life.
Now, what about Pete Sampras? He's not over the hill yet.
He's looking at the hill, though, Bob. He hasn't won a major title anywhere but Wimbledon. Now, Wimbledon is a very big deal, but that's his bread and butter. He's won there 7 of the last 8 years. The one hole in his resume was and is going to be that he never won the French Open. He's not going to win it this year either. In fact, I would say his chances of winning the French Open are slightly less than Jim Jeffords' chances of being named Republican of the Year.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.